So far.
You know what I heard the other day? That someone was talking about Zach Wilde, and they were saying, like, they were talking to him about, like, the stuff he's done with Ozzy, and, like, he said that he's never, ever, think of how many gigs he's played with Ozzy, he's never played Over the Mountain. He's never played Flying High Again with Ozzy. And, like, can you imagine, like...
I mean, I can imagine, but that's just because I know how he operates, right? He hasn't done a rehearsal since 85 or something. I don't know.
But I mean, but that's the thing, though. Like, his set list is so dedicated to the bigger songs, really only. But, like, how many times, like, I don't know about you, but I know over here, I've heard Flying High Again on the radio in my life at least 100 times. You know, like, Flying High Again is a huge song. It's a huge radio classic rock song over here. But Zach Wilde, who's been his guitarist basically for, you know, the better part of the last 35 years, he's never played
The better part of that band, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very weird.
I'm going to refill this water bottle here. I don't have my extension cord, so I have to.
That's cool. While Johnny is refilling his beverage, I just want to tell you all to listen to Triumph, Demigod, Coroner, and Slaughter from Canada.
What?
Huh? I was just telling shit. I was telling people to listen to shit while you were filling your drink.
All right, cool. I mean, speaking of Diary of a Madman, that was my record of the year last year. That's telling of how much new stuff I listened to. Very little. Like, I listened to Ghost and Megadeth. That was about it in terms of new releases. And then a few death metal things that you sent my way. Like Besieged, maybe was from that year.
Yeah.
And the Yellow record that I keep forgetting the name of, something M.
Oh, Mortuous.
Mortuous, yeah.
Hey, did you ever hear this? This is older, but it's from Finland. Demigod.
Oh, I'm not sure if I even heard of this band.
And oh, wow! This came out in '92.
Good year.
It's Demigod. They're from Finland. This came out in '92, called "Slumber of Sullen Eyes." It's just got reissued by Svart Records, which I believe is from Finland.
Yeah, that I'm familiar with, that name.
This is a classic Finnish death metal release. So, Johnny, check it out. If you're listening to this, you check it out too. We'll be right back.
I will.
Yeah.
But yeah, Flying High Again, I think overall that record was more like mainstream in America. I think that's kind of, in a way, Ozzy Osbourne is an American band. In a way, it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Honestly, I know Randy Rhoads felt otherwise, but I personally enjoyed Diary of a Madman more than I enjoy Blizzard of Oz.
Oh, any day.
Like Blizzard of Oz, they were, what was that?
Any day I'd pick Diary.
Any day?
Yeah. The Purple Podcast did this with Nick from Pot of Thunder. They did this album and they were kind of like, yeah, I like Blizzard of Oz, but I think this might be better and maybe that's a hot take. And I was just thinking, didn't everyone agree that Diary is better? Like, for me, that's so clear.
I think that they perfected the formula of that era on Diary, and it's easy to say that considering it was really the it was the swan song of Randy Rhoads. But if you look at you know, I would say maybe Diary, or not Diary, Blizzard is maybe a little more varied and maybe a little more what's the word I'm looking for?
I mean, it's not as metal to me.
No, it's not as metal, but I mean, there's definitely it's a little more diverse. Whereas I think Diary is definitely much more focused in its approach. And, dude...
I mean, if you ask me today, I could say it's the best album ever done. Almost. Like, that's how much I love this. And I figured out so late in life, you know. I didn't really understand that this era was of Ozzy Osbourne was as legendary as anything Sabbath. I didn't really until I was 33 or so, but I think it could be the best record in the genre, that one. That one and Killers, I would say right now, because I'm gonna like Killers hype. But it's so fucking good, Diary of a Madman. There's no bad minute on it. Every track is, to me, as good as Wake Up Dead, like a full score.
It's all a slam dunk. And the title track is not even just relegated to... In the world of metal, but in the history of music, in the lexicon of recorded music, the title track "Diary of a Madman" is otherworldly excellence.
Right.
I mean, there were.
Yeah, I mean, that one I was familiar with when I was younger, but so my big surprise was that the rest of the album was like also full score.
Yes,
because I knew about that track.
I'll tell you a story about "Diary of a Madman" real quick. Sure. Which, well, obviously,
I don't think anyone minds, you know.
No, yeah.
It's close enough.
It was purchased for me and when I was in, I think I was 11 or 12, 6th or 7th grade by my aunt, who is a nun.
Oh, yeah, I recall.
Yeah.
You did that on the A to Z.
Yeah, she rules. She doesn't give a shit about any of the bullshit, I guess.
Was there a priest record from her as well?
She also bought me
British Steel.
She also bought me British Steel.
Right.
She also bought me Accident of Birth by Bruce Dickinson.
Oh wow! Wow. Well, I mean, yeah, major shout out to
yeah, absolutely,
sister something.
Yeah, she's amazing. She doesn't fall for the bullshit. She's actually had problems with the diocese, the area. That's a whole different saga whatsoever, but. Well, different podcast entirely, but so
interesting.
One of the things that, you know, I and still to this day, and again, this is stuff I've discussed with you before, but like stuff that hits you the hardest is the stuff that hits you first. And at, you know, when I was, it really took me a long time to develop any sort of confidence as a guitarist, just because it was a struggle. It took me years of just busting ass to get to a point where I really felt I had the confidence to just to walk in a room and not to be like, well, I could jam with anyone, but like I could find a space for me.
Yeah.
It took me years for me to be able to have the confidence to go into a room with a guitarist and find my spot.
Right. Know? Right. Yeah.
You know? I mean, and so as a result, when I was a kid, there were certain things that just were so mind blowing to me that I never ever even gave a solid attempt at even touching. You know, it was almost like, you know, Nigel Tufnel and Spinal Tap. Like, don't touch that. No, don't even look at that. Like, it was almost like, no, dude, like, I would try it and it would be so difficult. And they would just be like, just, you know what, just leave that alone. And Diary of a Madman, and Randy Rhoads specifically, was one of those things. However, about maybe 3 to 5 years ago, I sat down and I was like, you know what? I feel like, yes, you know where I'm talking. Yeah, you know where I'm going. I felt like I could learn the intro. And after sitting down for about maybe 30 minutes, I had it. And I can't even begin to do it. It was almost like a warm feeling came over me from like the top of my head all the way down to my toes. Like I felt like I achieved, like, I feel like maybe a high that someone would feel if they climbed Mount Everest or something like that. Like I couldn't even, like, I felt like I was levitating around my house. Like, bear in mind, I was like, 35 or 36 years old at this point. And I just felt like I was unfuckwithable for the rest of the day. Nothing was going to fucking pull me off of the cloud of that day. When I learned how to play the intro to Diary of a Madman, that shit is the shit.
Made you feel like you went over the mountain.
Yes, exactly. And I was flying high again.
Flying high again. What a good record that is. What a
fucking
good record.
Awesome.
Yeah. It could be the best. It could be. I mean, not that I really look for that kind of, it's ridiculous to list like the best,
for me,
best
Ozzy's metal never album ever. It. Ozzy's never topped it for me personally.
No, he has not. That's true. Yeah, and I like some other stuff too. But
Bark of the Moon rules.
Yeah, that was my first favorite by Ozzy solo. And the first one I heard was Osmosis, which was quite famous in our suburb. So the first song I heard was Perry Mason.
That record rules too.
Well, at least two songs are really good. I'm not sure about the whole record. I have to revisit it.
I think. Thunder Underground is probably the heaviest song he's ever recorded in his entire life.
I'll visit that for you then, because I've been kind of partial to the first couple of songs, as I think a lot of people have. Yeah.
So far, so good. So far.